wanted to add that during the COVID-19 pandemic and its lockdowns, we realized that women entrepreneurs were the mostly impacted because most of them are operating in the they are running businesses which were highly vulnerable, i.e. tourism, manufacturing, accommodation, and so on. So as a result, as a country, we moved with speed to come up with interventions in order to mitigate against the impact of the pandemic, which was aimed at saving the few jobs, but also protecting the owners of the companies. The first one that we came up with was the SMME Debt Relief Facility, which was a facility that was meant to protect, to retain the jobs, but also to assist the company owners to maintain, to sustain the to pay for rental and to pay for facilities, to pay the salaries and the utilities, municipality bills. And almost 66% of the fund went into to female owned SMMEs, and about 20.8% thereof went to youth-owned businesses, because young people who are running businesses were equally impacted. We also put aside a fund which is called Township and Rural Enterprise Support. It's a program which has seven sub-programs, which sub-programs are highly dominated by women entrepreneurs. And of the seven sub-programs, we saw a lot of informal businesses which are run by women emerging, and some of them who have been in existence, they managed to sustain their existence. And maybe just to add by saying that most women entrepreneurs managed to diversify, and some of them actually went into the care economy, which was unfortunately unpaid. But through the informal business support initiative, which government has set aside, which was a small scale grant, we managed to sustain those informal businesses. So, Chairperson, as a country, we also need to advise the committee that we have put in place measures which would actually support and mitigate against any future pandemics. Like, for instance, to support SMMEs owned by women to leverage on technology, digital platforms, and innovation. We also realized that most of them could not, those who couldn't sustain was as a result of lack of access to information. So we have increased the availability of information and so that they can also participate in alternative trading platforms. We are encouraging them to go on e-commerce and online trading, but we are also upscaling our approach on localization so that we empower women entrepreneurs with the capability to manufacture local products, which goes into the products that are utilized for PPEs and so on. So we are also strengthening the financial support and the digital financial literacy, which happened to be a gap, which actually led to some of the companies collapsing or being impacted by the COVID pandemic. Thank you very much.